The biosecurity story lands hard for me, the idea that we cut the very teams we now desperately need. But I want to use this segment to do something we try to do regularly on this program, interrogate the thing we're most confident about. And today, the most confident claim in almost every analysis I've read is this: a prolonged Hormuz closure will cause sustained global energy price inflation, economic disruption, and ultimately force one side to blink. That sounds almost axiomatic. 21% of global oil through a single choke point. Of course, closing it causes lasting damage. But I want to push on the assumptions embedded in that claim, Sarah, because I think there are at least three places where the consensus could be wrong.
I'll push back on the strongest version of the consensus with you, Marcus. Let me start with the supply substitution assumption. The conventional analysis assumes that rerouting oil around the Cape of Good Hope adds cost and delay, but can't fully substitute for Hormuz throughput in the short term. That's probably true for spot market transactions, but a significant portion of Gulf oil exports are on long-term contracts with major importers, China, Japan, South Korea, India, who have strategic petroleum reserves specifically designed to absorb supply disruptions. China's SBR alone holds an estimated 90 days of import cover. If the largest importers are drawing down reserves rather than paying the rerouting premium, the price signal to global markets is muted relative to what the raw closure numbers suggest.
That's the first assumption I'd flag. The price spike might be smaller and shorter than the consensus projects, because strategic reserves exist precisely for this scenario, and the largest consuming nations have spent a decade building them up after the 2011 Libya disruption. The second assumption is about Iranian resolve. Every analyst is treating the Iranian position as stable and unified, but Iran's economy is under extraordinary strain. Inflation is running in the high double digits. The rial has lost purchasing power dramatically. The populations most affected by economic deterioration are urban, educated Iranians who are also the political constituency most important to regime stability in the medium term. There's an assumption that economic pressure hardens Iranian resolve, and that may be true in the short term. But at what point does the domestic economic cost of maintaining the closure become politically unsustainable for Iranian decision makers?
The historical record is genuinely mixed on this. Economic sanctions on Iran over the past two decades produced the 2015 JCPOA, which suggests pressure can produce negotiations. But they also produced the hardline Ahmadinejad era and the more recent consolidation of power by factions less interested in Western engagement. The causal arrow between economic pressure and political outcomes is not as clean as the consensus assumes.
But American naval assets in the Gulf are finite. The political coalition supporting the pressure campaign is not unanimous. Europe has been notably unenthusiastic, and several Asian importers are actively looking for workarounds, and the domestic American political appetite for sustained confrontation, as evidenced by Ossoff's speech and the congressional pushback, is not. The third assumption is the one I find most interesting to probe. We're assuming the United States has the naval and diplomatic tools to keep the pressure on indefinitely. Solid.
So here's the if we're wrong, watch for this signal. If the three-month Brent crude forward contracts start trading lower than the current spot price, what commodity traders call backwardation, that would suggest the market thinks the closure is temporary and supply normalization is coming faster than the headline consensus expects. A second signal is whether Japan and South Korea publicly request emergency diplomatic mediation through a third party. That would suggest those importers believe the sustained closure is becoming economically unsustainable for them, which creates pressure on Washington to find an exit ramp. Neither of those signals has appeared yet. But if they do, the confident consensus narrative will need revision.
And I'd add, watch Chinese diplomatic activity. Beijing has enormous economic leverage over Tehran in ways Washington doesn't. If China decides the Hormuz closure is costing it more in supply disruption than it gains in strategic advantage for the US, the most likely exit ramp for Iran runs through Beijing. The signal to watch is any high-level Chinese diplomatic engagement with Tehran that gets publicized. That's typically a signal that China is ready to play a mediating role it has so far declined to take.